President Obama says he's coming to Alaska because what's going on here demonstrates the urgent need to respond to climate change.
Alaskans are already living with its effects. More frequent and extensive wildfires, bigger storm surges as sea ice melts faster, some of the swiftest shoreline erosion in the world. In some places, more than 3 feet a year.
The president promoted his climate change agenda in his weekly radio address, and he also explained how he's boosting renewable energy sources such as wind and solar, while also allowing offshore oil exploration in the Chukchi Sea and onshore in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska.
Now, even as we accelerate this transition, our economy still has to rely on oil and gas. And as long as that's the case, I believe we should rely more on domestic production than on foreign imports. And we should demand the highest safety standards in the industry, our own.
That's welcome news to Governor Bill Walker, who reportedly flew to Washington, D.C. over the weekend in order to fly back on Air Force One to get some quality time to talk with the president. Walker told the Alaska Dispatch News that he intended to talk a lot about energy, including the president's idea of using oil and especially natural gas as bridge fuels to power the economy as the nation transitions to renewable energy sources.
The oil is a bridge fuel, and we have plenty of it up north. We have a pipeline that's two-thirds empty. We need to put more oil in it. So I think we actually will be aligned on that.
Walker says he's got a few other things on his mind that he'd like to share.
I'll also talk to him about our financial situation. We're in Alaska with the price of oil being down, the throughput being down. I'll talk to him about the military base drawdown in Alaska and the impact that would have and the concern we have based upon the buildup of military force in Russia in the Arctic.
The president will meet today with Alaska Native leaders and top elected officials about strengthening what the White House calls cooperative management strategies for fish and wildlife, along with other initiatives. He'll also talk about climate change in a speech to foreign ministers from around the world who've convened a meeting here in Anchorage to talk about the issue.
One of the things I'll do while I'm in Alaska is to convene other nations to meet this threat. Several Arctic nations have already committed to action.
On Tuesday, the president will travel to the Kenai Peninsula to tour rapid melting of the Exit Glacier and the Kenai Fjords. He's also scheduled to visit Dillingham to talk about the impact of climate change on fisheries. Then he'll become the first president to cross the Arctic Circle to talk with residents of villages endangered by storm surge erosion. In Anchorage, I'm Tim Ellis.